USA Radio News with John Hunt.
United States Representative Joe Kennedy III formally declared his candidacy for the U.S. Senate, becoming the first member of the Kennedy political dynasty to bid for the upper chamber of Congress since Edward M. Kennedy in 1962.
Hi, I'm Joe Kennedy, and I'm announcing a campaign to be your Democratic nominee for the 4th Congressional District seat now held by Barney Frank.
Joe Kennedy is the grandson of Robert F. Kennedy, who was Attorney General in his own brother John F. Kennedy's White House and was a senator running for the Democratic presidential nomination when he was assassinated in 1968. A whistleblower complaint has been made official against President Donald Trump as he supposedly urged the new leader of Ukraine to investigate the son of Joe Biden. Trump is defending himself against the intelligence official's complaint. In a tweet this morning, Trump referred to a perfectly fine and routine conversation with Ukraine's leader. Nothing was said in any way that was wrong. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Pentagon confirmed some civilians were hit by drones while targeting the Islamic State. USA's Wendy King has details.
U.S. military forces in Afghanistan confirmed a drone strike on militant targets killed 30 pine nut farmers. Officials said the strike was intended to destroy a location that was used by Islamic State fighters. Officials in Nangarhar said that 40 people were also injured. The strike came after the Taliban claimed responsibility for an attack that killed at least 20 people and wounded 100 more at a government hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The first keg was tapped and the beer started flowing as the 186th Oktoberfest got underway in the southern German city of Munich. Even before the waitresses started bringing the beer mugs to customers at noon, festival grounds were so overcrowded that security guards allowed entry only for people with reservations in one of the beer tents. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
California sued to stop the Trump administration from revoking its authority to set greenhouse gas emission and fuel economy standards for cars and trucks, enlisting the help of 22 other states in a battle that will shape the key component of the nation's climate policy. Federal law sets standards for how much pollution can come from cars and trucks, but since the 1970s, California has been permitted to set tougher rules because it has the most cars and struggles to meet air quality standards. On Thursday, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration withdrew California's waiver. That action does not take effect for 60 days, but state leaders did not wait to file the lawsuit. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who has clashed with the president on several fronts, vowed the state will hold the line in court to defend our children's health and save consumers money at the pump, as well as protecting our environment. The Trump administration's decision does not just affect California. 13 other states, plus the District of Columbia, have adopted California standards. The American Film Institute is now honoring Julie Andrews with its Lifetime Achievement Award. The organization said that Andrews will receive the award at the Gala Tribute April 25, 2020 in Los Angeles. It will be broadcast on TNT. The 83-year-old actress will be the 48th recipient of the prestigious honor, joining Mel Brooks, Robert De Niro, Meryl Streep, and George Clooney. This year's honoree was Denzel Washington. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.